hair.
You know, really?
Jeeves, that's great hair.
I flew over from London this morning, so I was up at 4:30 perfecting the quiff. I have to say, it wasn't pleasant at that time in the morning. But I'm here now and the weather's nice, so it's all good.
Does everyone sort of say to you here, you should be called Joe McElderry?
I've literally just had that conversation in the green room there, saying that I get corrected all the time. I'll tell you who always, every time I do an interview with Terry Morgan, he goes, for about 15 minutes of the interview, that's all I get. You're saying your name wrong.
Yeah, see, we're all McElderrys here, and the good footballers around this part of the world call McElderrys. But it's Joe McElderry. It's the Evolution Tour. You're coming to the Grand Opera House. You're coming to the Millennium Forum. But your personality, you remind me very much of a Belfast Northern Irish lad, because really? You know, Geordie lads are like that, aren't they?
Yeah, I was just I was talking to two of the cabin crew on the aeroplane, and we were talking, and I think the banter that you have between, it's very similar to Newcastle. It's that kind of fast talk, and it's all at a fast pace, and it's fun, and you know, and it just reminded us. I said to one of the cabin crew, who was sitting opposite them, and she said, "Oh my God, I love your accent." And I said, "It reminds me a lot of the Newcastle accent. Very similar."
I would have, to be honest, I would have got it wrong had I been on Millionaire. Which year you won X Factor? It's quite a while ago.
It's 2009.
It's an age ago, isn't
it? Yeah, I mean, it'll be nearly five and a half years it nearly is. And I think...
You must have been a child that day.
Yeah, I was just turned 18. So I'm 23 now. I was just turned 18. But it seems like ages ago in some senses. But then... When I actually look back, it's gone so fast. Like, it's literally flew by. And I think because of the job I do, the travelling and everything, like, time just goes to nowhere so quickly. So it's flew by, really.
It's important to keep a career going. You've managed to do that. It's one thing about being a flash in the pan and then disappearing and being back working in a factory. But you've managed to keep a career going. You've developed, I suppose, a platform on the back of what people describe as the 24-carat voice. You are blessed with a fabulous voice.
Thank
you. And if you mix that with the look, you're going to be a winner. It is, however, a hard graft, as all professionals would say.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I absolutely love what I do. And I'm very lucky. I've got a great fan base that are very supportive and very loyal. But it is tough. It's a tough industry, and it's a very competitive industry. And it's heavily saturated as well, which does make it difficult. But I think if you enjoy what you do, and if you're lucky enough to have fans that kind of stick by you and support you, and they keep that kind of interest going all of the time. So I'm forever thankful to them, because there's been times, you know, when you're doing things and you think, oh my God, I don't know what I'm doing next week, never mind next year. It's that kind of job. Sometimes it's everything's so up in the air. But I feel lucky, and I'm prepared to work hard. You know, I enjoy what I do.
Well, which do you prefer most? Is it out front at a concert doing a show?
Yeah.
Or are there other strands within the industry in general that you like?
I could happily do nothing else but just be on tour all of the time. Quite happily travel around, perform every night. Because I think a lot of the other side of the job that I do, kind of, you hardly get... Somebody said to me, as you get on in your career, you'll find out that sometimes you go through periods and you hardly get to sing for like months on end. And I've been lucky that for the past like year and a half, I've pretty much like been on tour for the whole time, and I am until July. And I love it. Like, I love just going out with an audience, a live band, singing what you want to sing, having that connection, chatting to the audience, you know, that's what it's about, like live music. I love it.
What about the discipline of being in the studio? Because you've got to spend time doing that, don't you?
100%. You've got to do that as well. You know, it all works alongside each other, and you can't take one section of it out without the other. But I find it really hard to perform in a studio. I feel like I perform better in front of an audience. So maybe I should start recording with an audience in the room.
Now, as well as, you know, winning X Factor, you survived X Factor, and some people don't survive it, and that's the bottom line. Do you have any comings and goings with the people now? Like does Cheryl Cole still cross your path or not?
Yeah, we do. You know, we all have each other's numbers, and you know, like Ollie, Stacey, Jedward. I was in with Jedward as well.
See, that's interesting, because I heard this debate. We definitely knew you were the same, the same stable as Ollie. He came second to you, didn't
he?
And which Edward third that year?
So it was me, Ollie, and Stacey were in the final.
Uh-huh.
And then I think Jedward
were. Oh, so they were one of these guys that won it without winning it, in so much as they got a career just by being there.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I think that was the good thing about our year. was that a lot of people got a really good platform from it. So Stacey's obviously doing her own thing. Ollie is. Jedward have done incredibly well, which was quite nice, actually. There was a few people got a really good chance. But yeah, well, I seen Jedward not long ago. I bump into Ollie when I'm doing certain gigs and concerts. I seen Stacey not so long ago. Speak to Cheryl every now and again. You kind of always see each other. You know, you always bump into each other and we'll have each other's numbers, send each other a text now and again. How you doing? But it's kind of like we're in that intense environment. You feel like you know them really well. You know, when you've been probably one of the biggest experiences of all of our lives, and we all shared that together, and it's quite a strong connection to have.
And then when you look at the other stable of people who are coming through, and I suppose the most successful example is Ed Sheeran, who started with a guitar standing in the street. I can't believe he's filling Croke Park. Now, he's a brilliant singer.
Yeah, he's doing three nights in Wembley, isn't he, with a guitar? I heard about this.
You know, how can guys like that be so successful, as well as being talented? You're talented, you're a great singer, you're great looking. He's talented, he's a great singer, and I'm sure there are people who think his wee ginger head makes him great looking as well, but that's not the important thing. He's there playing to 80,000 people a night. If you stood you in a room and stood him in a room, you know, most reasonable people would say there's no difference in the talent.
Yeah.
How is it that some people just get to an 80,000 stadium with a guitar, and some people actually play smaller gigs?
I think this industry is all about, and the music industry, I think, and with, you know, radio and television and things, it's all about waves and peaks and troughs and things like that. And I think sometimes something just turns into a phenomena, and that's what he is. He's become a phenomena. It's gone huge. It's like One Direction. Nobody ever predicted that five boys who auditioned for X Factor would be same thing, like in a boy band selling out Wembley Stadium. It's a phenomena, you know. And I don't think you can compare Ed Sheeran and One Direction. They're very different artists. And Ed Sheeran's incredibly, incredibly musically talented, like a writer, performer, everything. But I think it's just waves, you know. And I think everybody has their big, big moment. And I think he's having his moment at the minute. And good on him, you know. He's doing well.
You're looking forward to coming here. You're going to be playing the Opera House. You'll be playing the Millennium as well. You know, if someone buys a ticket and sits there and they're watching Joe McElderry on the stage, what sort of show do they get at this present moment in time?
The show is very diverse. It comes across all the four albums that I've released. So you've got a bit of the classical stuff in there, a bit of the pop. We do this big section in the show called Jukebox Joe, which basically we put all the lights on in the venue. As you can see, all the audience, and I take requests off the audience. So songs that I've never even sang before. It's completely unrehearsed for about 15 minutes of the show, and they get to basically choose their favourite songs, songs that I don't know, and the band and the players who play with me will busk it, you know. So you get a really shows are very interactive with an audience. There's a lot of chatting, and I try and make it very personal, and I'm performing in your living room.
You're here in the run-up to St. Patrick's Day. It's Sunday the 15th of March. You're playing the Opera House. You're in the Millennium on Monday the 16th. Now, you're going to tell me that you're going to be on a plane and away. Surely you're going to be in Ireland for St. Patrick's Day.
Well, I think I have to go back straight away to another show. Back over. I think it's down near London, I think I have to go. So I don't think I'll be. I have been here before on St. Patrick's Day. And it was pretty intense. It was crazy.
Yeah, it's a good way of describing it. You've 60 gigs altogether. You know, I know you're young. You're 23. A lad like you can do it, but it's still demanding. Like, we have Carl Frampton here who prepares for fights. You know, you're slim and trim and you're fit, but to do 60 gigs, you'd need to be, you know, fit to do it on the stage, but also mentally sharp.
Yeah, I mean, it's just about getting good night's sleep. Exercise. I do a lot of exercise. No alcohol when you're doing shows, because once the voice the tip is to not get ill when you're on the road. Once you get one bug, it's so hard to get back to that, because you're so busy all the time. So I try, and I've got the antibacterial wash, and I'm like, you know, I exercise. I try not to stop, because when you stop, that's when you get the bugs, you know. So I just try and keep on the treadmill all the time.
Are you a good living sort of a lad? We've never seen much scandal about you.
I mean, you know, I go out, I have fun with my friends. I, I just tend not to go to places where you'll catch us stumbling out of a nightclub in front of a load of cameras. But I like to have a good time. I'm 23, you know.
I know, I suppose if I Googled you now, I'd see all sorts of scandal. But, you know, you're 23, you're a pop star. And most importantly of all, you're a lad who's, I've said it before, I'll say it again, who's got talent and personality. And all those things are vital. And, you know, there are reality TV shows that don't necessarily just need, say, a contestant or a guest.
Yes.
But what about presentation? You've dipped your feet there. If you haven't, you should have. Have you presented anything on TV?
I did a thing for the BBC a couple of years ago. I did like a guest judging spot for a comic relief thing. But other than that, I've never really done any like presenting. But I would actually love to do a music presenting show, because I feel like I could relate to that and I could talk to people about it and stuff. And I'd like to do something like a music related chat show or something like that. That would be fun. But yeah, I'd have to brush up on my skills, I think.
Not at
I'm
all.
I'm used to being asked the questions.
No, you're absolutely oozing it. You are. And it's a great quality, great skill to have that whole package that you're obviously exuding. Joe, it's great seeing you in the studio.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming back. I'm going to play one of the big hits in just a moment. But if people want to go along, there's still a few tickets left for the Grand Opera House. Sunday, 15th of March, the Millennium Forum in Derry. Monday, the 16th of March, if you get along there to the Grand Opera House box office. It's 02890 241919. The Millennium Forum's on 02871 264455. But now with so much publicity today, there'll not be a seat left to put a bum on. If you need to get in there, you can get them online as well. Joe, thanks for coming by, Philip.
Pleasure.
Thank you.
Thanks for having
continued,
us.
Continued success.
Thank you. Have a lovely day.
Continued success. Joe McElderry, or McElderry, as they'd say up north.